Hi, I'm Bill Arnold. Thank you for listening to this highlight from Real Recovery. More on this topic is available at myfaithradio.com. Your support makes this possible. Thank you.
What point of your life did you realize, hey, this isn't working for me?
Well, I think that I have known it for a long time. I work from home, which is a fairly new development. I was always out in the workforce, and a lot of things came together a number of years ago where I actually felt obsolete. I felt as though, okay, my career outside the home is over, my parents have passed, my children are launched, I don't know what I'm going to do with the second half of my life because everything that I've spent my life learning how to do, nobody needs for me to do anymore. I don't need to be a daughter. I don't need to be a mommy. You know, it was very crushing. And this is really when the eating problem really began to develop, particularly being at home. It was almost like remember the cartoons where the guy would pretend to be sleepwalking with his hands out in front of him?
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah. I would groove this little path between my work area and my kitchen. Whenever anything got the least bit challenging at my desk, I was up sleepwalking to the kitchen for sugar, looking for sugar. You know, and those comments that you made about the addictive nature of sugar at the opening of the program it's more addictive than cocaine. If you give rats the choice of white sugar or cocaine, they'll take the sugar and again and again and again until, you know, we don't think it's life-threatening, but it is. We just say diabetes, or we say heart disease, or we say cancer. The cancer, there's a huge connection between sugar and cancer. And so, you know, it's a very much of a life-threatening substance for some of us, at least, if not for everyone. But there I was, you know, compelled to just keep going and, you know, pushing that buzzer so I could get my little rat fix in my kitchen, you know. And so I knew that there was a problem, but I guess the crisis point or hitting bottom was when I needed surgery because of arthritis. And in the recovery phase, realized that it wasn't completely because of my issues, but through various circumstances, I needed to go to the hospital for a follow-up because I had a little anemia. They wanted to do a blood test. 15-minute ride. I had not one friend I could call to take me on a 15-minute ride from my home. And so my isolation had become that heavy. And I realized that, you know, I can't do this anymore. I really need to get a life. That's really where the motivation came to finally admit to myself that I had a problem that I could, you know, maybe find a solution for, and maybe I could stop doing that.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this podcast stream possible. Information available at myfaithradio.com.